Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Aaron Hamlin. He is the co-founder and executive director of the Center for Election Science, a nonprofit organization advocating for voting reform to create a more representative and effective government. And Aaron, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is the Center for Election Science, and give us some background on what is it that you do. Let's kick things off with that today.
Sure. At the Center for Election Science, we're a nonprofit. We study and look at voting methods, and we also work with partners to help get better voting methods elected. So normally when you go to vote, you're forced to choose just one candidate. But it turns out there are all kinds of ways to do that. And it's a good thing, because we have important problems to solve. And the way that we get people elected now can cause maybe not the best people to get elected in office. And that's unfortunate, because they have important jobs to do, deciding the policy that governs our day-to-day lives and spending our tax dollars. And so fortunately, there are other voting methods to elect those people to office. And we look at those methods to make sure that voters have a strong tool to make sure that they're actually represented well.
Yeah, thanks for some of the background details and also an overview of Center for Election Science. So tell me, what is approval voting, and how is it different from, say, traditional and choose one voting?
Yeah, so we talk about like these different voting methods, which is just a way of like expressing ourselves and then having that expression used to calculate a result to determine who wins in a particular election. There are a bunch of different voting methods. We advocate for a particular one called approval voting. Approval voting just means you pick all the candidates that you like, and the candidate with the most votes wins. Normally, when you vote, you pick just one. Approval voting says, well, you can do that, but you can also pick more than one. You can pick as many as you want. You're not ranking or anything complicated. You just pick all the candidates that you want. All the selections for each of the candidates count equally, and the candidate still with the most votes wins. So you have a simple calculation process. I mean, you're just adding. You get same day results, nothing complicated about it, easy to audit. Just super straightforward.
Yeah, simple and straightforward is key right there for sure. Now, what are the benefits of approval voting for those that are not really seeing into this too well?
Yeah, so like when we normally vote and we're doing this kind of pick one approach, it can be all kinds of issues there. So imagine that you really like a candidate, but you don't think they're going to do well. Well, oftentimes you don't vote for that candidate. But under approval voting, you can always support that candidate, and you can support one of the front runners at the same time. So you never have to worry about throwing away your vote. Another thing is vote splitting, which is very common in elections, particularly in primaries. Say in your primary, there are like several people that you like. Under our choose one system that you're stuck with now, like, well, you can only pick one of them. That's no good, because the vote splits between all those similar candidates. And that could mean that someone else who maybe doesn't have a bunch of similar people running can wind up winning, even though they're less popular. But approval voting solves all that. You can pick all the candidates that you want, all the similar ones, and still the candidate with the most votes wins. And the candidates that were similar, none of them had their votes split, because voters could select all those candidates that were similar and that the voters liked. So you don't have, so it addresses this vote splitting issue when similar candidates run. Approval voting just addresses that head on, that you pick all the candidates that you want.
Yeah, good information there. And also for going over the benefits of approval voting today, we're joined by Aaron Hamlin. He is the co-founder and executive director of the Center for Election Science, a nonprofit organization advocating for voting reform to create a more representative and effective government here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, why isn't approval voting more mainstream, and why should it matter to us?
Approval voting isn't as common now only because it's been more recently introduced. So we've only been around 10 years or so, whereas like some of the other voting method stuff has been around a bit longer, which is why some folks have heard of other voting methods before approval voting. And in terms of like why it matters, like we talked a bit about, like it, I mean, these folks in government are making critical decisions. And so it's really paramount that we have a voting method, a tool that allows us to have a voice in a way that is meaningful, and moves away from a very limited way of expressing ourselves with this choose one method that causes vote splitting, all these other components. And like I mentioned earlier, that the that our organization does research looking at the way that voting methods are effective. And one of the some of the research that we've done has had these what we call honest assessment scales, which is a way of measuring folks' true opinion about candidates. And when we use that, we actually see that approval voting does a really good job of matching up voter sentiment about those candidates. And that's and this is important too, because approval voting, because it does this so well, it does a really good job at electing consensus style candidates, these candidates that are generally broad appealing, and avoiding this kind of pendulum effect back and forth that we see pretty regularly within our current system. And particularly within the business community, when we're thinking about running a business, this is something where we want some predictability from year to year. We don't want to see these wild swings in regulation as one administration undoes the work of the previous administration, and you have to kind of guess wildly like what the next laws are going to be. Approval voting gives you a nice consensus winner, and it's very regular. Like, it doesn't do these wild swings from election to election. And for the business community, I think that's a great thing, because it, one, it's simple and it's predictable. And when you're running your business, like, that's the kind of government that you want. I mean, you want something where you don't have to guess about how you're going to change up policies or how you're going to change your workflow based on some new regulation. You want things that are predictable. And that's really what approval voting provides. It's good for businesses and it's good for individuals.
Also, out of curiosity, who is actually behind the approval voting movement, and how can one actually get involved as well?
So the Center for Election Science is the largest player, the only national player in the space for approval voting. There are a number of groups popping up that are looking at statewide campaigns, local campaigns. And so this is something that's moving. And if you're hearing about this and you're thinking like, you know what? I'm tired of having this terrible way of expressing my opinion when I vote. And I don't feel like it's meaningful as it should be. And I want to use approval voting. I want something that's simple, reliable, and is able to express my voice in a way that it's going to be heard. If that's what you want, then you can go to electionscience.org. You can sign up for our newsletter, and you can spread the message about approval voting. You can donate, and you can help approval voting get implemented in more places, and so that more people hear about it, and so that we can get the voting method that you frankly deserve.
And there you have it. And folks, for more details and information, visit electionscience.org. Mr. Hamlin, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Aaron Hamlin, the co-founder and executive director of the Center for Election Science, a nonprofit organization advocating for voting reform to create a more representative and effective government. And for all the details, again, visit electionscience.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.